Alberta Politics. There's a letter to the editor just the other day, said this. So they're really doing it. They're building up the Heritage Trust Fund. Thank heavens, at last. When Finance Minister Nate Horner delivered the 2024 and 2025 Alberta budget last Thursday, he promised that the government would invest $2 billion into the Heritage Savings Trust Fund. It was a highlight. So too was Horner's projection that the fund should grow from $25 billion to between $250 billion and $400 billion. By 2050, as Premier Smith had promised a few weeks ago. Huge numbers, right? What is the Heritage Trust Fund? What is it? I mean, Premier Lougheed, he established it in 1976, and he says, I got three reasons why this is a good thing. We're going to save for the future, diversify the economy, and improve the quality of life for Albertans. So let's drill down with that a little bit. Firstly, save for the future, I guess. How has that helped anybody? Did you really save, and what's the money being used for? Secondly, you diversify the economy, I guess. You lend money to Quebec all the time and they don't pay it back. Tens of billions of dollars in the Heritage Trust Fund has been wasted. It's gone to people that it shouldn't go to. It should stay with Alberta people, but it has not. And lastly, to improve the quality of life for Albertans, do you live better because of this? I mean, we're all brainwashed. We think it's good. I used to think it was good. You read about it and look at all the highlights and different things, and then you drill into it and you say, hold it now. Are we that stupid that somebody has to take our money like a little child and put it into a piggy bank and look after it? And in this case, do they really look after it? Governments can't run businesses. They take the money and they give it to people like Quebec people, and their lifestyle improves. Has your lifestyle improved? Has anything happened that Lougheed said would happen? I don't think so. So the government should sell it. How do you sell it? Stop it. Close it. Give the money back to the people. That's a good election thing. But you have to have an educational thing going on first with the people so they can understand, because right now people think it's good, like that person who wrote that letter. It's not good. And then there's the ATB, the Alberta Treasury Branch. I mean, government should not be in the business of being a business. I mean, Ralph Klein, when he was premier, he worked at that a little bit. He said that. He said we should not own the banks, but the traction wasn't there, and the government still owns the banks. It was established many, many years ago, but there's over 5,000 employees and so on. But the government shouldn't have it. I mean, it's just wrong. It's another socialist kind of thing. Have you benefited? Did you live in Alberta? Have you, when's the last time you got a dividend check? Do you get special treatment when you go into the bank? And a guy from Toronto's out there and you say, I'm from Alberta, so they let me in first and they treat me better? I don't think so. Not at all. And there's been all kinds of scandals, all kinds of money wasted. Again, it's just wrong. So the Alberta government needs to use those two things. There's so many others, but use those two things to win the next election, because opposition parties become government. And the NDP, Socialist Party, they're the opposition, and they did become government once, and they may again. You have to stop that, which means you have to come up with new things, and this is a new thing. I grew up in Alberta. Seven generations of my family are from Alberta, and that would be on my mother's side and my father's side. That's a lot of peoples, right? And I grew up, I was born and raised in Edmonton, and then moved to a little town, Vermilion, east of Edmonton, and I grew up with my parents and grandparents talking politics about how Alberta is becoming, you know, socialized. It's not nice. I mean, you got AGT, Alberta Government Telephones, you got Calgary Power, you got Edmonton Telephones, Edmonton Power, blah, blah. And then, of course, there was always the Treasury Branches, and everybody said, we are not supposed to, we being the government, we're not supposed to own things like that. Us peoples are supposed to be, you know, it's a free market. So the Alberta government, they're doing a great job right now, but they need to do better, and they need to go out and get something different so we can make sure that they stay in power, because we don't want those NDP rascals back, do we? I don't think so. Hey, you all come back. See ya.